Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. We're diving into a topic that hits close to home for all of us, self-care. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-care, isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? Sure, those things can be nice, but we're going deeper than that today. We're talking about building a foundation of self-care that's not just a treat once in a while, but a daily commitment that fuels your resilience and prevents burnout before it even starts. Think about it, the world throws a lot at us. Deadlines, relationships, bills, social media. It's a constant barrage, and if we don't prioritize ourselves, it's easy to get swept up in the current and end up feeling drained and overwhelmed. So, how do we build that fortress of self-care? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Listen to your body. Your body is your GPS, constantly sending you signals about what it needs. Ever felt that nagging headache after a long day at work? Or that sense of fatigue creeping in even though you had 8 hours of sleep? Those are cues. Ignoring them is like ignoring a flashing red light on your car's dashboard. Eventually, something's going to break down. So pay attention to those signals. Take breaks when you need them, adjust your workload, and make sure you're getting enough rest and nourishment. 2. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's essential for your mental and physical well-being. Think of it like oiling the engine of your soul. A brisk walk, a yoga session, or even dancing to your favorite playlist can release endorphins, boost your mood, and clear your head. It doesn't have to be intense, even small bursts of movement throughout the day can make a difference. 3. Fuel your body right. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance car, right? So why would you fill your body with processed foods and sugary drinks? Opt for whole foods, fruits, vegetables, lean protein, things that nourish your cells and give you sustained energy. Think of food as fuel, not just something to satisfy your cravings. 4. Cultivate mindfulness. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of thoughts and emotions. Mindfulness is about bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing your breath, your surroundings, and your feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your internal chatter and allowing yourself a moment of peace. Even a few minutes of mindful breathing can do wonders for reducing stress and increasing focus. 5. Set boundaries. This is huge. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Protect your time and space. It's not selfish, it's essential for self-preservation. Imagine your life as a pie. You get to decide how much of each slice goes to different areas. Make sure self-care gets its fair share. You know that feeling when you're running on fumes, trying to push through exhaustion, and everything feels like an uphill battle? That's burnout, my friends, and it's a serious problem. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a dedicated teacher who pours her heart into her students but neglects her own needs. She works late nights grading papers, takes on extra responsibilities at school, and barely has time for herself. Eventually, she starts feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and cynical. Sound familiar? This is where self-care comes in. If Sarah had prioritized things like taking regular breaks during the day, exercising after school, and spending quality time with loved ones, she might have avoided burnout altogether. She could have stayed energized, motivated, and fulfilled in her role. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about investing in yourself so you can show up as your best self every day. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today. Whether it's going for a walk, reading a good book, or simply taking a few deep breaths, start incorporating small acts of self-care into your routine. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, and let me know in the comments how you're prioritizing your well-being. Until next time, keep on forging that fortitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.